Welcome to the podcast. We're having a big clean up today at Triple M. Not involved. G'day, I'm Flan. This is Spider Everett, one of the biggest names in the AFL. That's Bridge Broussard, one of the biggest names in the NRL. And Ben Wood, what are you the biggest name in?
In this room, that's for sure.
There you go.
You are seriously just a great trumpet blower.
There you go.
Thank you.
Pretty pumped up for grand final weekend. We had a chat to Gary Youngbury, who reckons there'll be a bit of rain during the AFL grand final, but nothing too serious. Most of it out west.
Most of it pushed away just delaying a little bit. We thought that, it was looking really bad. Start of the week, mainly Sunday, Monday, Tuesday here for Southeast Queensland and the Gold Coast. And even in the NRL, he's saying that they're going to cop it over the next few days, so it's just going to be a wet, heavy track.
Yeah, I think if you're thinking about heading out to Metricon to have a look at the grand final on the Super Mega Giant screen there, I think you'll go all right.
I think it's all right.
Yeah, I was a bit worried, but I think Saturday's going to be a bit fine. Gary was saying big rains out west and then just some showers drifting through. Mm. So absolutely worth doing.
Have you ever been out west? Have you been to Uluru when it's rained?
I haven't. I've never been to Uluru.
Oh, it's spectacular. I haven't either. The vision of the waterfalls.
Oh, look, my sister-in-law lives out there, actually. They run a resort, so we're definitely heading in the next 12 months. But you've seen it rain on the rock?
Yeah, I've been there a few times, and once it was raining with the waterfalls coming down, it was pretty cool. Well, something you don't get to see all the time, and it was amazing.
That inspired a John Williamson song. I won't push into it. Spider's organised a huge guest for us today to preview the AFL Grand Final, someone that everyone has been chasing for their comments, and only we have been able to secure that for a chat.
Who?
But can't tell you. No, we will. In the goodness of time, Barbies are going to get fired up all over the Gold Coast this weekend. We've compiled a list of rules and responsibilities for all barbecues. And let me tell you, Bridget absolutely buckets blokes and it's hilarious. Let's kick off today's podcast with the leader of the free world. He's recovered from COVID. He's weeks away from being re-elected or turfed from Ossif. He's being turfed from his own orifice.
His president, that's better.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Well, they just keep getting bigger and bigger these weeks, but he does continue to call us each and every week. Good morning, President Trump.
I always call collect, by the way. Good morning. Good morning, Bridge. Morning, Spider Monkey.
Good morning.
Good morning, Flan.
Good morning, Mr. President.
Hey, how's everyone in the much weaker, much smaller Southern Hemisphere doing?
Pre-COVID free. No, things could be better, if we're being honest, sir.
Well, too bad I'm not running to be your prime minister. I mean, no offense to ScoMo, although he's not the brightest bulb in the box. I would turn that recession around so fast it could make your head spin. Well, it really would.
Well, with all due respect, talk is cheap, sir.
Oh, it's not talk. I speak from solid, solid results. The election here is less than 2 weeks away, and I have a lot of big plans for the past 4 years, believe me.
Well, President, we've got some big plans as well, because Bruce Springsteen, the boss, has said that if you get re-elected, he will move to Australia. Did you know that?
You know what? You can have him. I won't even let him back in the country after that. I'm the boss, not him. I'm the boss.
Bye-bye,
Bruce.
So what's going on, President Trump? Now, your campaign has gotten pretty nasty of late. You're calling Joe Biden a criminal, saying he and his son Hunter should be investigated by the FBI and locked up.
Yep, that's exactly what I'm telling the people at my rallies now.
Right.
Lock up the Bidens. Lock up the Bidens. Actually sounds like a great title for one of those sitcoms, you know, on TV. Lock up the Bidens, starring Sleepy Joe and High as a Kite Hunter, with special guest star Kirstie Alley.
Whoa.
Also starring Scott Baio.
Oh, wow.
And John Voight as the prison warden.
Oh.
You know, actually, with Hunter's cocaine habit, he could probably be on make a cameo on that show. Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Settle, everyone. Settle. Can we get serious for a moment, please?
Yeah.
Look, I am serious, Flan. I'm serious as a heart attack. Look, the Bidens are truly an organized crime family.
Oh.
Actually, scratch that. They're more like a disorganized crime family.
Yeah,
half the time, Joe doesn't even know where the hell he is.
But are you looking forward to the final presidential debate? Because there's been a couple.
Can I tell you? I cannot wait for this debate. Mm-hmm. It's going to be great to finally see Sleepy Joe in public once again, instead of him hiding out in his basement at home. I mean, seriously, my back has gone out more than Biden has. Can I tell you?
During the next debate, when Sleepy Joe's got his 2 minutes, they're actually going to mute your microphone so you can't cut in.
I heard that, but in all fairness, I would rather have them cut the mics than ask me to name all of my grandchildren. That would be even more uncomfortable. But I don't understand the need for them to cut the mics, really.
Well, that's so when Vice President Biden is giving an answer, you won't, like, interrupt.
It just seems so unfair, Bridge. I mean, seriously, those are some lame-ass kindergarten rules, okay? Yeah. They're very baby.
Yeah, but they need to have them in case you start interrupting.
You'd never catch them doing this to Obama, that I can tell you.
So you promise you won't be interrupted?
I will do my best not to cut that. Son of a bitch, God done it.
Are you concerned about the microphones being muted, sir?
I'm really, you know, in all honesty, I really am not. But you know what? That's okay. That's okay if they do that, because I think they're going to rig this thing against me and throw me off my game. You know, they've got another thing coming.
Right.
My strategy is very simple. Every time they cut my mic, I hold up a different huge picture of Hunter Biden snorting coke off of a hooker's rear end in a Ukrainian brothel.
Send me the pics.
On that note, we better leave it there. Mr. President.
Gotta run. I hope I didn't offend anybody. I have to go sit with Melania now. She's having a rough day. She needs some emotional support silence. Stay huge, Gold Coast.
So it's an enormous weekend of grand final action is upon us, as are the barbecues.
Well, there's regulations around having a barbecue, and it's grand final weekend, so a lot of people will be having guests around. So there's rules as a guest and also as a host. So we've put together a list of rules that you can quickly jot down or memorise, ready for tomorrow or Sunday night.
Okay. Excellent.
Okay. No marinade. No
vegetables.
No cleaning.
No salads. Yeah. Okay.
It's called Triple M.
Oh.
And it stands for Man, Metal and Meat. Do not touch.
Okay. Good.
The chef or the cooker must have a beer in his hand.
Oh, yeah, what a great rule. Oh, Kathy, have you won the hearts and minds now?
Right, my rule is I'm the only one allowed to cook on the barbecue unless I've had too much to drink.
Yeah, good rule.
Basically, I've only got one rule, folks, and it's my barbecue will not start unless you have a beer in hand.
Oh, it's booze operated. It's the opposite of the car.
I love this.
The big one I got from a chef was do not squeeze with your bachelor to push your meat down onto the hot plate. You'll push all the juices out of the meat and it'll be dry and horrible.
Aha. Uh-huh.
That's from a chef.
Well, ladies, we all know the number one rule. Blokes are the heroes of the Barbies, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Here we are.
This weekend, it's all about the sacred Barbie, manning the grill, the manly art of grilling the meat, the alpha dog wielding the tongs like a king's sword.
Big tongs equals big sausage.
And this is normally what you'll hear the bloke say this weekend.
Love, how's about I volunteer to do the hard work this weekend?
And then the journey begins for the lady. You buy the food. You buy the food for the kids, the soft drinks, the alcohol, the napkins, the barbecue trays. Oh, don't forget the new gas canister. And then you prep the salads, the side dishes. Oh, and you can't do a normal garden salad. No, it's got to be crunchy noodles and bacon and mango and $50 worth of avos and dessert. And then you prep the meat, the marinades, the meat rubs, the salt rubs, the oil, the utensils, the sauces, the S&P. Then you have the honour of handing the bloke the meat. Well, that's if you're allowed within the 2 metre exclusion zone of men with one hand on the beer and the other hand on their raw sausage, exchanging stories of big sausages, sport and touch footy on Wednesday night. Then comes the very important part.
Man places meat on the grill.
And then the woman assembles the plates, the cutlery, the tablecloths, oh, butters the bread rolls, feeds the kids as well, and then...
Man takes meat off Barbie, passes it to the miso.
She also has to get another round of beers because she's closer to the esky, clears up the mess, wipes the tomato sauce from the kids' faces. Then comes the barbecue speech, where the guests praise the man for his incredible barbecue skills and all his effort.
Oh, wowee, what a spread. You burn a sausage to a cinder like no other, Craig. Oh, geez, thanks, guys. Yeah, sure, it's a labour of love. And I just wanted to give the missus a day off. Happy wife, happy life, eh, fellas?
So, ladies, next time your fake hero wants a barbecue, agree to it. Sit back, relax your freckle, pour a wine and get a front seat to the paleo, no salad, no carb, non-alcoholic burnt cow fizz fest. And then, men, praise the real barbecue queen and get your hand fair off it, or your lady may hold a vegan drought strike on your pork sausage. And trust me, sometimes no fancy salad can make that look good.
This is the moment we've been building to. No other show has a chat with this person.
Joining us, a legend of the game. They say he's got a quicker wit than Dennis Committee.
Oh, my word.
He's represented his country.
Once in a generation player.
He had remarkable God-given talent. Polarising figure on and off the field. A household name. Has he covered more grand finals than Bruce McAvaney? Yes, he has.
That was clever.
He's tough.
Oh, yes.
He's rough.
Horrible-looking figure.
Played any position. A bona fide ladies' man. And he joins us right now.
Is this man a big game player or what?
I've been waiting for this all day. Please, round of applause. Welcome. Here he is. Open up the door.
Oh.
Yeah. Who is it?
Yeah. It's me.
Wait.
It's what? Don't be... Come on, it's me. Give me something.
It's me.
No way.
Spider Everett.
Bridget.
Spider Everett.
Before I was full-time here, you used to ring me every Friday and get excited to talk to me. What's changed?
The footy tips?
Yep, you used to ring me every grand final year. Yeah. Didn't matter where I was. I could have been in Singapore. I could have been in Vietnam. You used to get all excited.
Bridgie, I know.
You've lost that loving feeling. See, I am excited about being Spider Everett.
It's good. No, it's great.
Let's give him the benefit of the doubt.
I'll tell you everything you need to know about this AFL Grand Final happening tomorrow night at the Gabba. The first one, as we know, outside of Victoria. They have played outside the MCG once before when the MCG was getting redone. They played at Waverley Park in 1991.
Is that a fact?
Yep. So that's the only two games ever to be played outside of the MCG. The only one outside of Victoria. Really? But it is between Geelong and Richmond. Richmond winning last year. Geelong, you know, it's been 11 years since they won their last. You look at the players of Dangerfield, Ablett, Selwood and Taylor.
Unbelievable.
Geelong, this is the two difference between the teams.
Yep.
Right.
Geelong have got big-name players all over the ground. Harry Taylor down back, Tomah Hawkins up top. You know, they've got Gary Rowan. You can just go across their whole team and they've just got absolute superstars.
All been there, done that,
yep.
Hey?
And as for Richmond, they've got some really quality players. You know, when you're talking Prestia, Lynch, Rewalt, Martin, some really good players, but their structure and their teamwork is what's made them a grand finalist for two out of the last 3 years.
What is their structure, Spike?
Their structure is just being able to suffocate teams, being able to run with them, suffocate them, not allow them the ball. Geelong want to have the ball in their hands, so if Geelong haven't got the ball in their hands, they can't do anything with it. So that's going to be the Tigers' aim, is to make sure they pretty much strangle the Cats. But is it going to rain? It's not going to rain, who's it going to help?
Who's it favour?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Really?
You know what? This AFL Grand Final is the closest and nobody can call it. Two different teams, two different styles, superstars on each team, and absolute 30 degrees, 25 degrees, hail, rain, storms, it does not matter. You'll be hard-pressed to say, you know what, this team has got an absolute advantage.
Either way, it is the end of the Ablett Empire, isn't it?
And the Ablett Empire is gone, unfortunately, so a tough day for all.
Spider, whenever he hears about Ablett.
win, lose, or draw, it's going to be. Oh, I've got another interesting stat. Yeah. How's this? Just on grand final day alone, because Melbourne's in lockdown, and we know Melbourne, you know, the home of football.
Yes.
Tomorrow, Deliveroo, you know, the delivery, they will do $14.8 million. That's what they'll turn over. That's what they'll turn over in Melbourne tomorrow. They're saying the most dishes that will be served, delivered, will be pizza, burgers, chicken wings and chips.
Yeah.
And if you're a Tigers fan, their choice of pie is steak, bacon and cheese. That's their good luck pie.
Is it?
Yep. Ooh. For a Cats fan, it's just straight out chunky beef.
I think I'm a Richmond fan somehow.
Yep. And how's this? Meat pie's a lucky charm.
Come on.
And what's the unluckiest game day food?
Ooh. What is it?
Oh.
You'd have to... Salad. Salad. That's the most unluckiest.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought there was some feng shui,
Salad.
Yeah, fair call.
Rabbit food.
A big game. Looking forward to it. Cannot wait. Yes,
Hang
Bridget.
On. Well, the tiger from Dreamworld predicted the Tigers.
Yeah, same with the Penguin at SeaWorld, but we don't buy into that. Don't worry about that. That's not going to make any difference when they run out there at the Gabba at 6:20 tomorrow night.
Yeah, hardly going to make a difference. I agree with that one. Yeah, they're not going to go, oh, will I kick this? Oh, no, the Tiger Dreamworld said no. The Penguin said don't do it.
And I think one other thing before I tell you who will win and by how much, watch the first goal kick. If it's Tommy Lynch or Tommy Hawkins,
yes,
both play one Richmond, right, one Geelong, whoever kicks the goal first, because if you kick points, you'll get the yips. As soon as that first goal goes through, the confidence goes with it. So for me, I'm predicting. Well, no, I'm not predicting. I'm telling you.
Mm. Oh, hello.
I'm telling you. As one of the greats.
Okay, yeah, yes.
Yep. Go on.
Yes. Go on.
He's waiting for Bridget.
The Cats will win.
Cats
between 20 and 30 points.
Really?
Whoa, that's it.
Ooh, okay.
You heard it here first.
Thank four you or five goals.
For your very comprehensive report and for joining us in the studio.
No
first
worries.
Time ever.
Thank you, Bridge. Thank
Everett.
You, Flan. Thank you, Ben. And thank you, Spider.
Thanks so
Big
much.
Rap said you're a ladies' man.
Yeah. Not now.
That is it for the podcast. There's loads of other episodes to check out here on the app or at triplem.com.au. We're back with our radio show Monday morning from 5 on 92.5 Triple M.